The Bible.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400, FM 93.3. I'm Tom Davis. Broadcast brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank, I must say. How are we doing? We've got the Bartlesville Symphony in here, and I think we got a good chunk of the orchestra. Maestro Karen, you brought guests.
Yes, we did.
Did you bring snacks? No, I'm only kidding. We got a show coming up.
Yes, Saturday night, May 1st at 7:30. We have Back to Broadway.
We got there and we got home.
Yeah. Yes.
And everybody was safe and had a good time. Yes. Nobody got mugged. That's good.
Nobody got mugged, yeah, but we brought Kathy Venable with us.
Hey, Kathy, how you doing?
Kathy grew up in Tulsa, and the reason for the title is that Kathy left Tulsa at a certain point and moved to New York and worked on Broadway for over 20 years and was working on Broadway with a Broadway show on tour, conducting it, when COVID hit.
Ooh.
And so she moved back to Tulsa for the duration, and we were trying to figure out what to do with this May concert. Because of COVID, we've had to make a lot of adjustments, of course, as we've talked about in the past here. And so Kathy and I sort of got our heads together, and we came up with a show. And it's basically, the whole premise is Kathy has gone and done it and been involved in so many musicals and productions and doing so much different stuff on Broadway and met so many interesting people that we thought it would be great to have her come, because she sings, she plays the piano, she can tell some good stories, and all, who knows what all else. And so we're going to have a great program with Kathy and just experiencing all that she's experienced on Broadway.
Well, Kathy, I tell you what, you've been there for 20 years. You start when you were two?
Yeah, I love you. You're my favorite person.
So you're going to bring the Broadway experience right here to Bartlesville.
Yes.
That's good. That's cool as all cool can be.
I'm happy to be back.
I've been.
And I was in Bartlesville when I was, I don't know, 23 or something. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to play the flute, third flute, with the Bartlesville Symphony. So
sweet. So
that,
this is a homecoming.
That's my claim to fame, is Bartlesville. Yeah.
All right.
Third flute in 1991 or something.
What are we going to be witnessing you performing?
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it's a variety show.
Well, I think that was the deal. When Kathy and I got our heads together, we said, okay, there's Broadway shows and there's Broadway shows.
Yeah. Yes.
And how can we make this something a little bit different than, and now another piece by Rodgers and Hammerstein. So
That can kind of wear on you.
Well, you know, I mean, people love those songs, but there's such a wealth of variety of music out there.
Yeah.
And she's done so many different things. She was conducting the touring troupe of Frozen.
Oh,
when,
wow.
When COVID hit.
When it froze.
And, So, you know, and beyond that, but tell them a little bit about what's on the program.
Yeah, we ended up with several Sondheim pieces. Mm-hmm. So for Sondheim lovers, we are going to give you a lot of different fun things. We have a little bit of Gershwin. We have some Bernstein, some John Kander. I might tell a few John Kander stories, because the Kander and Ebb Kander I've worked with a little bit.
There you go.
Some good stories there.
You know, Kander.
Got a little Phantom of the Opera. So I think we have a little bit for everybody. It's going to be really fun.
Well, sweet. And ticket prices, what have we gone at?
Oh, ticket prices can go from $14 to $44. I mean, you know, it's an array where everybody is invited.
Mm-hmm.
Children are free.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, bring your adult.
Okay. I like that. I like it. You gotta watch her. You got to watch her. Keep an eye on her there. Are we doing the separation with the seats? Or
yes, we are still. The Bartlesville Symphony is requiring masks still for the last concert of the season.
Gotcha.
This is our...
Hopefully our last time having to do it.
Hopefully the last time
But it's also the finale of the season.
Of the season, so we do have a few months to hopefully get back into the swing of things. But for now, we still want to be safe. We know not everybody has gotten their shots, but even the people that do. So masks are still required to feel comfortable, and seats are separated with people in them, of course.
And the orchestra is still spread out on the stage like we've done, but it will be a full orchestra.
Are they still sending text messages to the other guy to turn the page? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I raise a semaphore flag when it's time to start.
You know, we've got this down.
I know you do, and, yeah. and it sounds so great. It really does. And it looks pretty darn good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I refer to the trombones as being in deep right field. But they literally are way out by the bullpen out there, yeah.
Yeah. Peanuts.
And, of course, we're at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's you. Right on stage.
Yeah, indeed. Now, we got some fun stuff coming up with fundraising,
yes.
because we like to put the fun in fundraising, don't we now?
And we are going to have fun, let me tell you.
We better.
Yeah,
better. I know you.
We're going to have fun.
Like I said, watch her.
Well, because we're having a chocolate wine pairing.
Oh, boy.
Chocolate wine.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah, and we're throwing in some cheeses, so yeah. Don't eat before you come.
No,
it's going to be
fun.
Savor
the moment, folks.
Tickets
are
on sale now over there, and that's going to be on Thursday evening, May 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be in the Bartlesville Community Center upstairs outside on their balcony.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a really pretty event.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We have Omega Chocolates of Bartlesville and Jim Hess with Fifth Avenue, Fifth and Shawnee Discount Liquors. Mm-hmm. He's going to be presenting.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Moore of State Farm Insurance is one of our sponsors, as Mr. and Mrs. Mark Haskell.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm not saying that the Omega chocolates are the greatest, but they're the greatest. And I can tell you, after a couple of nibbles, you can feel your hair grow. I mean, wow, hey, that is chocolate. That is the real real deal here.
Just a little, you know, sneak peek. We're going to have blood orange honey chocolate.
Wow.
You're killing me.
And a dark chocolate hazelnut.
Yeah. Killing me again.
It's going to be delicious.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Death by chocolate.
Death by chocolate. Yeah, so that's May 13th, and tickets are on sale now. Come and get them. You can call the office at 336-7717 mm-hmm. or come by at 415 South Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the second floor.
And did you say that, you may have said that it's going to be up in the balcony
yeah.
it's
going to
be
the community
up
center.
In the balcony of the community
outside.
Center.
And very so few it, people get to go up there.
Right. I mean, unless you've had an event, you really that's don't go up there for anything, and this is the event for you to be...
The only time I've been up there, I was lost.
Yeah.
I was new
that
in town.
Happens in the center.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
yeah. There's going to be a harpist. We're going to have some champagne to break the ice.
It is nice
ice.
Up there, though.
Yeah.
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, so it's outside, inside for weather, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sweet.
So come get your tickets now.
Who's your friend in the back?
Oh, yes. Whoa. I want to introduce Angela Carter. She is our new executive director.
Hey, way to go.
Her.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. I'm new and learning everything quickly about this wonderful town and its orchestra and the history. Lauren is a walking encyclopedia of all things Bartlesville and music
yes.
related.
It is a fun town, I will tell you. I've come from bigger communities, but I haven't come from better. This is one community. I'm going to tell you this. Everyone will root for your success in this town as a opposed to maybe rooting for your demise in other cities across the nation. You've been to New York. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that going on. You'll find, when you said wonderful town, you nailed it. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm excited to get to know everybody, and we are, in addition to these events going on in May, we are in the process of putting together an exciting season for next year.
Yay.
So look for announcements about unveiling an exciting lineup for next year, and hope people join us and subscribe.
Well, you've got
to the
an
season.
Amazing team around you.
Well, yeah.
And this is going to be kind of fun for you.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, there you go. And she said she wasn't going to talk.
I know. That what can I tell you?
Yeah.
Can't keep her down.
A little bit more on the show,
well,
Maestro.
I think that Kathy really said it all, but I will say, without saying too much, that there will probably be a couple of surprises that people don't
surprises.
Expect. It's not always going to be, and now for our next song we will sing or play. There's going to be some things that aren't on the program that suddenly pop up, and of some people doing unusual things that might not be expected of them.
That are fun.
That are fun.
That are fun.
Oh,
fun and funny. That you'll enjoy.
My chin started dropping there. I'm going, we just told her about Bartlesville being a great town, and all of a sudden Maestro's going, hey, man.
Anything goes.
Bring him in.
Hey, the symphony is changing.
What's that?
The symphony is changing.
Yeah. This ain't your grandpa's symphony anymore.
Yeah, this ain't your grandpa's symphony. You may play in it, but it's not. on.
But, now, if people want to help bolster the symphony along, I mean, we've had a rough year and some change because of COVID and everything. But if somebody's got a couple grand just burning in their pocket, can they? I tell you what, your new executive.
I like him. You just contact us. But it's even more than money. If you want to volunteer your time, if you want to help out at the fundraisers, or even just come to the fundraisers, you know, that also helps us. So, you know, get along. Don't forget, we have the chocolate wine pairing. Am I repeating myself?
That's okay. It's chocolate.
But then in June, we have a bingo, which is going to be our first one, and it's going to be outside at the Unity Square.
Maestro, are you calling the numbers?
Oh, am I calling the numbers? Yeah. I had to do a different... No.
Okay, I just caught you off guard. Sorry about
He's
that,
He's thinking
Lauren.
Of different numbers.
I know. That's kind of...
I'm calling the numbers Saturday night.
Yeah, there you go. He's going to stick with what you know, sir. Stick with what you know.
And then in July, there's going to be a very big surprise for this community, because on July 9th, we are pairing with the Bartlesville Community Center, and the Symphony Orchestra is going to be playing on stage at Unity Square with a laser light show to boot. And that's going to be hometown heroes. We're honoring our first responders, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and a lot of music, and a lot of laser lights.
And a lot of people.
Hopefully a lot of people. And that is free to the community.
So everybody come.
The Bartlesville Community Center it's part of their sizzling summer series, so there's going to be fire trucks and police cars and ambulances, and don't forget...
And then the rock stars of the symphony on stage.
Maybe a symphony, a song
maybe,
or two.
Maybe the symphony will show up. Yeah. You got all that stuff going on.
Just a song or two. So, yeah, we got a lot of things going on in this, you know. We have a lot of things going on.
Man, I tell you, we do.
Yes.
See what you walked into, young lady?
I do. Well, I was going to say that as far as people's desire to help support the arts and the Bartlesville Symphony, the main thing you can do is come to concerts. That is the first step to being part of our family. And thinking of the musicians on the stage, I'm a musician as well, we have been affected by this pandemic. Yes. And the best thing as a musician is to look out and see people in the audience and feel that energy. And so coming out to this concert and then looking towards next season and becoming a subscriber is one of the best things you could do for the community.
Great. Hey, Kathy, thanks for coming by here.
You bet.
Don't
Great
be a stranger.
Be okay.
Yeah, wonderful. I mean, now that we know you, we're going to kind of expect you every now and then, okay?
Okay, I'll come back.
And next time I'll bring snacks. All right. Everybody, I want to thank you here at Bartlesville thanks, Symphony. Tom. Don't forget, we got the big show coming up. Get your tickets. You're going to be seated safely, and you're going to be treated to a very good time.
Yes, you are.
All right. And how do we get the tickets now?
You can get the tickets for the show at the Bartlesville Community Center or go online at bartlesvillecommunitycenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get single tickets, and they're on sale. Walk into the box office or just come on down Saturday night about 7 o'clock. The curtain goes up. Kind of. 30. We have no curtain, but it'll go up anyway.
Something's going to happen, and it's going to be good. That's all we're going to say, folks. And we're not even going to go to that other business Lauren was talking about, because we just don't know. We just don't know. All right, I want to thank you all for being with us here on Community Connection, right here on K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year.